You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Got Talent After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Got Talent After Show.
Hey, good evening, guys. We are here doing our AfterBuzz After Show for America's Got Talent Season 8, the second live shows. Bing is for doing, and I am Kaori Take. And across the way from me is Daniel Weiss.
That's me!
And next to him is Kevin John.
That's me!
So I've got both of these men with me, and I'm very excited because you guys are both back at the same time!
Ebony and Ivory.
Exactly.
We're a killer Columbo.
Perfect harmony.
You guys,
that was perfect harmony.
This last week results: Anna Marie went through, Kristoff Brothers went through,
yeah,
Brad went through, the opera singer, and Collins Key.
Yes.
Real quick, what are your thoughts on the four that made it through?
Anna Marie was good, so I was happy about that. Kristoff Brothers are my favorite ever until tonight. And so I was super happy about that. Collins Keys was awesome. Mm-hmm. And Bradley was boring, but whatever, he went through.
Yeah. I personally think that of all of those, Collins Key definitely was a sure thing to go through. Phenomenal magic act. Anna Marie had a great voice. The other two. Hmm. What about you?
Kristoff Brothers, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to mention with mm-hmm. the last four. And we'll see what will happen with that.
Yeah, we will. So let's move on to this week's show. And we start off with the Innovative Force, which is maybe 25 girls. Well, not that many, but it felt like it. They're just dancers that also mix in acrobatic moves. Great dancing, but I don't know. They start with a little heartbeat, and they kind of spread out. The judges liked it. What did you guys think? I can see your Adam's apple moving.
It's a heartbeat.
Yes.
That was actually pretty. I thought that was my heartbeat at first.
It was pretty good.
There it is.
Yeah. Aw, that's cute. You guys are having a moment.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and take it while Daniel provides the background noise.
That wasn't me last time.
Oh, I bet. So you're a ventriloquist now.
Yes.
What the hell?
See?
I was tripping there. Like, dude, you're good.
He
that's the
good.
Heart of AfterBuzz.
So Innovative Force, boys.
Innovative Force. First things first. First things first.
What's forced? No, okay. So
take
on.
Three.
Yeah, right? Take four. Whatever. It's 11:30. My thing is this. They have to put a limit to how many people can be in an act. Good Lord, there was like 6,000 of them running around on stage doing their, you know, particular shtick. Now, I will say this. It was very well choreographed. They were all in sync, very much so. Uh-huh. And it was somewhat enjoyable, but there's just too damn many of them up there. You know, I think they should have had cuts or tryouts before this and narrowed it down to like a dozen.
So you're thinking that because of the amount of people, it ruined the show for you?
It looked like a flash mob because there were so many people.
Interesting.
All right. It's hard to focus. How do you focus on 25 people on the stage at the same time?
Well, that's why they're a flash mob.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. So. I feel you. They were, like you guys also mentioned, they're kind of like a Cirque du Soleil act. It's not something I'm impressed. I'm sure they do phenomenally live, but through the TV, it just didn't wow me too much. How about yourself?
I'm going to answer that with the enthusiasm of Kevin.
Okay, go for it.
I mean, I thought they were okay. They had some cool moves that they did, but overall they were boring, so I didn't really like it that much.
That's good because I
hold on, hold on, Dad. Was that an impersonation of me right there?
No, that was your enthusiasm.
Oh, my enthusiasm. Okay.
So this is my impersonation of you. Yeah, I'm sexy. I'm Kevin.
Because I say that every show.
Yep.
So.
I just want to let you know, Lionspan in the chat agrees with you, Kevin. There are too many members, and that was a bad thing.
Well, there's a chat thing
it's hard
going
to focus on.
On
them.
Thank you, Lions. Yes. So. Lions then?
What was it? Okay. Lionspan. Well, guys, so obviously we weren't too big fans of the Innovative Force. The judges were. One thing I want to mention was Heidi Klum mentioned. She mentioned as well that there were no guys, and she's impressed that they can do all those things with no guys. Excuse me? Did she really just say that? That was just a bundle of confusion.
I think she offended every woman in America when she said that.
It just doesn't make sense.
I get what she was saying, but it was dumb.
Yes. Thank you.
I agree spot on with Daniel. I mean, it was just something that didn't need to be said. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we can all understand her perspective on it, but it was just stupid to say it.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking of judges, Heidi was a pretty off today. Mel B made a first sudden move that I disagreed with. I usually agree with her. And Howie was pretty on point. So.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Heidi was off today? Just today?
Off more than it usually will.
Okay.
So. Well, the next act, it was Siana Pelikai. She's a 12-year-old from Hawaii. She sings that song Next to Me. And she's got an amazing voice, but all she's really doing is standing on an icebox with backup singers. It's tough for me because she's such a phenomenal singer, but there's no density in her. And so I don't know if America will vote for her to go through. What are your thoughts on that?
She's okay. Same thing. I'm going to give out another reference, as I do, to the 90s and 80s again.
Uh-huh.
She had a great voice, but she looked like she was on Kids Incorporated. She just was standing there in...
Not Mickey Mouse Club?
No. Almost Mickey Mouse Club. She was standing there in an outfit that she got at the mall and singing, and there were people in the background. She was just standing there. She had no personality. It didn't do much for me.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I'm going to have to completely disagree with both of you guys.
Ooh.
Reason being, first of all, this woman is 12, but she has a powerful voice.
She does.
She's
not has
a, woman.
A voice far, well, the voice of a woman. You know, yes, she's a young girl, but she has a voice of a woman, very mature voice. And there are very few women that can just stand in one spot on stage, sing, and captivate an audience. Yeah, Mariah, Whitney, Adele, Celine Dion, and you can add Siana P to that list because she is phenomenal.
I'm pretty amazed that you're putting her in the ranks of the women you just mentioned right now. She's not there yet, and so she still needs to build herself. I think she has potential. She's an amazing singer, but there's no personality behind that just yet. She's perhaps a little timid at this point, at this level. She's not comfortable in her skin. So I think she has a lot of work to do.
She's 12 years old.
Yeah, she is.
12 years old.
Hence why I understand why she isn't in the ranks of Christina Aguilera or Mariah Carey or Celine Dion.
Right.
And Daniel, I hope that you are voting.
I was trying to find this chat that you were talking
he's
about.
He's actually on Craigslist right now.
Don't worry about
he's talking
doing.
To somebody I won't disclose.
Well, guys, let's go to the next act, which was Alexander, the 24-year-old sword swallower. That's hard for me to say.
Sword swallower.
He's going down this pole. And,
be careful with your words.
The pole's really shaky, and yeah, it's impressive. But then
so if
after,
it was stiff, it would have been better?
No, I know he's supposed to be a danger act because he swallows a sword, and then he does a flip, backflip, and then he walks with the sword in a walking handstand. He slipped. So that was really dangerous, but I would not pay $5 to watch this guy.
It was dangerous. It was cool enough. I don't see it going too far if it advances.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that I was saying this while we were watching this. Tonight was one of those shows that it upsets me because most of the acts were really mediocre. So I feel like last week, if there were some of those people last week that did not advance. If they were on this show, they would have. Most that I'm thinking of is Kevin Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. Had he been on tonight, he would have advanced. Last week, he got voted off because there were too many good acts. Tonight, there weren't enough. So looking back on that, I like Alexander compared mm-hmm. to the rest of the night. But if you put him with last week, I would have thought he was okay. He had some dangerous stuff, but nothing too great. But for yeah. tonight, it was good.
And I agree with you. It's kind of like the luck of the draw, though, depending on what grouping you're going to be set in. You're going to be voted to the next show or not. But at the same time, it's always going to narrow down to the right act, probably, because the best act will always beat out the second best act and so on.
But that's what I'm saying. The fifth best act last week would have been the second best act tonight.
Tis true.
I know, I said
so
it.
So I think you probably just... you just wish you could have seen more of Kevin Downey Jr., perhaps.
I just wish that they would have...
Flip-flopped it a little
paced
bit.
Paced it out mm-hmm. more. But I guess they didn't know.
Yeah.
It is, like you said, the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Oh well. And
Kevin.
Kevin.
Okay, you say my name any more creepier than that, I'm going to have to move this seat over. Okay, now you sound like a chainsaw massacre there. Great movie, by the way. Alexander M., I really agree with what you guys said, mm-hmm. so I don't really want to, you know, harp on it, but I think he really embodied a great, you know, show. And when I say with that, everything from the danger mm-hmm. of the stunt he was doing, along with his acrobatics on the pole, with his handstand, all the stuff that he embodied to make this a great performance, I thought it was pretty good.
And he did.
I can see it as a potential winner.
Wow. See, I don't see it winning. It's really hard to imagine a danger act winning. I don't think that's happened in the past. I mean, it's possible, but...
It's hard to
imagine.
Well,
there's no ventriloquist this year, and there's...
That's not danger.
And
danger!
Well, thank you, Mystical.
You're welcome.
But,
danger! Yeah, get on the flow! The man right there! Dig it!
All right, so anyways, I have no idea where that came from. Maybe we really are the same person, like
you
said last week.
I think you guys are.
I'm just better looking. But yeah, I was saying that there's no ventriloquist, and there's no, because in the past, those have been giving favor to win, so maybe this will be the year that there's something new that does win. And this
hopefully,
sort,
magic, yeah. Calden's Key, maybe?
Magic.
Maybe.
It's called illusionist. Yes. Not magic.
Magic / illusionist. What'd you guys think of the next act, which was the Struck Boys? The little cocky boys from this New Jersey-esque Jersey Shore thing. And we said it before the judges that their moms look like the Real Housewives of Staten Island.
Yeah.
they kept dancing, taking off, like pulling up their shirt. I'm kind of done with this whole Jersey boy look. And young or not, it's not cute. It's just... Nah, don't do that.
Can I tell you what I'm done with?
What?
I am just done with the cocky
showering.
Kids.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, you do smell me. Perfect. I am done with the cocky kids on this show. I think that, you know, you see, it's kind of like a gimme point when you see a cute kid that has a little bit of talent because mm-hmm. they're going to get past. They're a kid, they're cute, and they have, you know, sufficient talent. They'll go through, but... Just this cocky arroganceness with the kid. To me, it wasn't cute when they're like, yeah, I got the girls. Yeah, they call me. I got the girls. I'm like, dude, you don't even have a cell phone. You probably have a pager, if even that. But
they don't know what pagers
are. They probably don't.
They don't.
They were born in 2000.
But did you, cockiness aside, and I know that's part of their gimmick of dancing, did you like their talent, either of you?
I mean, I was partial on it. I'll say that I thought their dancing was okay. It was average. I wouldn't say it was phenomenal, and I wouldn't say it was bad. I would just say it was average.
Okay.
Daniel? I thought they were okay. There's something about their video package that I liked, even though they were a bunch of D-bags.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite word for kids lately is they're a bunch of jerks. I don't know why I like calling kids jerks.
Like Ruby?
When they are jerks. Oh, Ruby was such a jerk.
Ruby's a jerk.
But there's something about it that I found entertaining for 90 seconds. And I never want to watch it anymore.
That's the thing. I disagree. I don't find anything entertaining about them.
Yeah. But it was kind of disturbing.
I just mean their video, like in the beginning. Oh. But their dance was okay. They were better than some other dance acts I've seen, but they weren't as good as a lot of other dance acts I've seen. So... no, thank you. Up.
And someone please call their mothers and tell them it is not okay for their 12, 13-year-old, 11, whatever-year-old children to be flashing their chest to the audience.
Situation.
That's like just the new generation.
They're underdeveloped. They're, you know, that's just disgusting. I don't want to see that.
Jealous.
I mean, somewhere in jail, Jerry Sandusky's probably looking and loving it, but
isn't
still.
He dead? Oh.
No, he's in jail.
Oh, the other guy's dead. Is that a moan from the other room?
Yeah, I'm all set up.
Well, drawing attention away from the moan, what'd you guys think of Brad Byers? Basically, he is the second sword act of the night. Well, not really, but the second danger act of the night. He also knows how to swallow swords. Not just one big sword, but lots of big swords. And in this act, he first shows that not to stick your finger in a fan, and he stops the fan with his tongue, and then he goes on to a bigger act where he lays on a bed of nails and then puts a ramp over him and has an ATV run over him as his danger act. Okay.
What I thought was weird about it was he showed... First off, let me start with, I hate when...
I start off with, I hate.
I do. I hate. I hate. When... acts try to trick you and blatantly make you try to make you feel like you're dumb. I just pulled one over on you. And I feel like that's what he did in the very beginning when he said, don't stick your finger into a fan. And he put the pencil in and it chopped it up. And then he went to the other side. He was standing on that side.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the other side and puts his tongue on it.
I agree.
Where the fan is going the other way and it's probably not as dangerous. Don't talk down to me with your act, is what he was doing. And then the rest of it, I don't care after that. He got run over by an ATV that was on a track that was... being held up over him. I didn't think it was anything impressive.
Me neither. I couldn't do it, but I wasn't impressed. You look unimpressed as well.
I was...
Can I just say you look really tiny next to Daniel for some reason?
Because I had to put the chair down. You see, if I had the chair at the normal height, it would be... I went too low there.
Also, right. I'm 7'5". I'm a giant.
All right, Kevin, go on.
Then you're the same size as Yao Ming.
I am.
At any rate, no, you're not.
Yao Ming.
This guy, not only was I emphatically unimpressed with him, but I was really disappointed. And disappointed, yes. And that's the kind of act that if you even went on Hollywood and Highland, where there's different people doing various acts or sketches, wherever, Third Street Promenade, I wouldn't even put a quarter in his jar for doing that.
Yeah. Like,
it was that bad. So
I agree with you, but between the two danger acts of the night, which is Brad Byers and Alex, I think his name's Alex, which one would you guys put the quarter?
Alexander would get a dollar in there.
Okay.
Not Alexander.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, before we continue, I want to thank our viewers for listening.
Thank you.
Stop over at iTunes and go ahead and rate this after show or any of our after shows. Five stars would be phenomenal. And also, if you want to leave a review, we definitely read those. Comment. Also, comment on YouTube. And while you are at iTunes reviewing us, you can also go to check out Serial Buddies, where you can rent it or purchase it, and it's a very, 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 very fun Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber movie brought to you by Kevin and Maria. And so go check it out.
It's very good.
Very good.
Very, very good.
Yes, Christopher Lloyd. That's all I gotta say.
Doc
Brown. So, guys, let's move on to Kid the Wiz, 17-year-old dancer, and his shtick is that he has a baseball cap that he likes to use to keep catching with his head as he dances. He enters with his own little intro, "Kid the Wiz, where you at?" or whatever. And then Chris Brown's music starts, and there's a dome of dancers that
would
come out.
Would you say they hit it?
They did hit it. Isn't that what I said?
They did hit it.
So
get it, Chris Brown, hit it.
Well, what did you get? What did you guys think of the act? Look at me.
I think that joke was
great.
Not a hit.
Hit the spot.
Womp, womp, womp. All right.
He wasn't a great dancer if you take away the hat.
And he slipped.
He did slip. He dropped the hat. But it's that same thing. If you take away the hat, he's not that great of a dancer. You put the hat in. It's cool. He did some cool tricks. We saw it before. It's nothing special anymore. And it's nothing great.
Well, here's the thing. Like, how much money would you guys put in his? Like, would you put a quarter?
I'd give him.
That's our new rating system.
You know, couple
it is.
Nickels.
You know, I would give him at least half a dollar. And... the reason I say that is this. By the way, the dollar is the most. That's like my bar.
That's your bar?
Let me ask you, though. Would you give him 50 cents or would you rip the dollar in half and put it in?
Good question. Actually, I would give him a half dollar piece coin.
Ooh. A Kennedy.
A third option.
A Kennedy.
Yes.
Ooh, someone played attention in a history currency class.
Oh,
but
smart.
Yeah.
I Asian.
Yeah, I'm about to say you're Asian. I think that explains it all.
Just kidding.
Anyways, the reason I say that is because I think that Kid the Wiz is talented. I think he's very interesting. Like, he has great stage presence. I love his energy. And I just love the creativity with the hat. The problem is you can't do a whole show off flipping your hat around. Because the audience is going to get bored with that very quick. And if the hat is the, you know, the main ingredient to your performance, if you mess up with the hat, then there goes your performance. So I would like for him to do more of a variety. The hat is good, but I like to see more than the hat.
That's the issue that I'm wondering. I agree with you. We need to see more than a baseball cap moving around.
Exactly.
In different moves. And he messed up. Like, I think Daniel mentioned...
Yep.
If you want to say it, go ahead.
I don't remember. What?
Okay, well, Daniel basically said while we were viewing it, if moving the hat around and moving it on your head is your thing, you shouldn't mess it up.
Yes.
And he did.
Mm-hmm. And I agree.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't even have much personality yet either, but he's young as well. So, Next act is my favorite act of the night, and Daniel's already giving his clapping ovation. Forte. They have a really interesting story because they've met just once when they debuted with their audition, and then they have a new third member because the other one, don't know what happened to him.
They killed him.
Yes. Something happened.
It's going to drop out.
Right.
And they sing the West Side Story song. It was amazing. It was so good. If I can feel that way just watching it on TV, I can't imagine what the live audience felt watching them at Radio City Music Hall. They're so good.
So far, I picked them to win.
Yeah.
I think they can
make
it. Take it all the way. They were really good. They felt better this time than in Vegas. In Vegas, they didn't have the time to gel with this new guy. Mm-hmm. And they didn't before, but they were all on the same level before with the first guy. But I felt like this guy started and he was better than them. And they were the ones that got through the audition, so he shouldn't be better than these guys, and he was in Vegas, and so I felt like maybe they had more time together to kind of get to know each other, and they were all on it. All three of them sang beautifully. I don't often get emotional watching or listening to music, but I felt something.
I also didn't want it to end. Like, 90 seconds was too short for me for this act. They were that good. You don't look as amazed. Well,
I was. I mean, I'm just shocked at Daniel. It's just like the first time I've ever heard him like really uplift
and that's
an
human,
act
man. That's
and say that he loves it. And I'm so I'm human. Just soaking. I'm in awe right now of Daniel's love and admiration.
Look,
for
he's
them.
Blushing because he liked them.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute. So, Daniel, let me ask, if you saw them on a street corner or on the street, how much money would you put into their bucket?
My panties.
Nice.
Wow.
Way to stop the conversation.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
That's worth gold. I would give them $5.
That's
$5
that's
is pretty generous for a street performance.
And that's a steal for what they were giving.
At least it's better than panties.
Do you have anything to say about them?
No, I mean, I agree. I agree with you guys. I mean, I think they're great. They harmonize so wonderfully together. They're good.
So good.
Like I just said earlier, I just don't know if they do. How can they stretch that out for a hour or 2 hour? I forgot how long the show is that they get, but how can they just stretch that out for so long? It seems like there would have to be more depth to their performance.
More songs. More theatrical backgrounds.
Maybe
theatrics or something they would have to incorporate in there. Because if they're just the three singing there for an hour,
it's not going to be like that.
But here's the thing. So maybe I know this because I've been watching since the beginning. Mm. But there's this thing, it's called concerts. And artists do it all the time. And it's just singing.
Well, no, because they add other elements into their concert.
It's
not just singing.
That's what Forte will do. I think that's what Forte will do.
If they had a concert, they'd do more.
I think this act really upset me in the sense that Mel B didn't like this act, which surprised me.
Yeah, she really didn't.
What happened there? I think she was like, all of the judges were a little cranky.
Maybe they don't listen to opera in the UK.
Oh, they were amazing. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe Mel B was on her period.
Oof.
In the UK.
Okay, let's move on. Offensive. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
All right. Next act is Angela Hoover. I want to say off the bat that I know you guys think she's funny and she's a great impressionist. I'm surprised she made it this far. She doesn't wow me at all. She doesn't. I mean, I like the fact that she's a woman and power because we don't see many female stand-up comedians as much as I'd like. But she doesn't do anything for me. She doesn't give me a wow factor.
She gave herself to me what other people, shallow people, call the fat friend effect.
Okay.
Whereas
to explain.
She was okay. Her impressions were good the first time, but her material wasn't. So I didn't have too much hope for her. I didn't have too many expectations. So when I saw her, her material was better. Her impressions were funny. They weren't great. But looking back now, I didn't like it as much as I did when I first watched it. I didn't think her material was anything great. It just was better than the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I think that she, you know, she was bold. I like the fact that she did impersonations of the judges. I think that was courageous, and I think she hit that dead on. But she doesn't come across to me as a comedian that just kills it when they're up there. And I don't know if that's because her material was slightly weak or whack, but she didn't kill it. Like, I can't see her as, you know, a headlining comedian that's just killing it out there. She just had a cute little set today, but that was about it.
I think a part of it was like you can kind of sense that she's not fully comfortable in her own skin. Like, it's almost like she's like very insecure about her talents. Like, mm-hmm. And once she gets over that, she will improve. But I just don't see her being a million-dollar act. Next was Dave Shirley. I wrote comedian dancer. I know Linestad in the chat would agree. This is probably the worst act of the night. It was weird. It just got weirder and weirder.
It was the second worst act for me. The worst act followed him. But he was off.
He was off.
From his projections.
Yes.
And it wasn't anything great. Kaori kept saying that, and I agreed, he's just standing behind a screen. the screen, the video is doing everything.
I mean, I can do my top half, and if there was a projector right here, I'd be dancing, right? Okay.
I wanted it to be cool, and it just wasn't.
Yeah. I think if you give any one of us in here 2 hours to rehearse what he did, we would be able to go out there on stage and do the same exact thing.
I agree completely with you.
It did not exude talent. It was creative, and I'll say that much. It was creative, and the screens made it somewhat entertaining, but him himself, I don't think he's that entertaining. I don't think he's that talented, and I wasn't impressed.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if he made it through to next week.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, that being said about him, let's move on to Marty Brown. Marty Brown, man, this country singer, there's this little sap story about him and his wife and how he's, is this his dream? He sings Shania Twain's Still the One off key. Not a good choice for him because that's a great song and he kind of butchered it. I'm sorry. It just didn't sound good. Didn't sound right.
Let me say this. First of all, Marty is one of the creepiest people I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
there's something or someone in his trunk.
Yes, exactly. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they went to his freaking house and dug up dead bodies underneath his yard or something. Like, there's something really kind of reminds me of Lurch in the Addams Family. Like, just a really creepy looking guy. But God bless him nonetheless. But, the unfortunate thing is I really like that song that he sang tonight, Shania Twain, You're Still the One. I think it's a beautiful song. But I think, first of all, it was a wrong selection for him. If I was him, I would have went with something a little more rugged, something a little more tough. I just feel you're still – and I understand he was trying to dedicate it to his wife who had been there with him. And, that was sweet. But I just think it backfired on him. It fell through, and it turned out to be one of the worst performances of the night.
It really upset me that he sang such a great song and made it bad. Like, I wanted to stop.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It's a shame, but he chose the wrong song.
I agree. I think if he chose another song, the outcome may have been in his favor.
I mean, it would have eventually caught up to him.
I've made it known that I'm not a very big country fan.
Yes.
But regardless of that.
A lot of non-fan of a lot of things. But
right. But regardless of that, he just didn't do well.
Yeah.
He didn't sound great. His voice cracked. He let his emotions get to him. A lot of songs, and especially Kevin would agree with me because he's me. A lot of country, it's the emotions.
I just don't wear panties like you do. But
yeah. I didn't say I wear them. I just have them. Anyway, don't worry about it.
I'm not going to inquire.
Do not. But a lot of music in general, but mainly country, has a lot of emotion in it and heart. And if that is what trips him up, then he's not going to do well. He has to use his emotions, not let it mess with him. And that's what he did. And I don't buy his story of, my wife just brought me here and I had no idea. And I waited in a line for 8 hours not knowing what I was doing. And then I got on stage and I was ready.
Yeah. I think there's something off about his whole sob story.
Well, I think, not to blame him, or should I say in defense of him, I think some of these sob stories and backgrounds are embellished as well.
Of course.
They bring dramatics for the TV show. But
I mean, if you're going to have that kind of sob story, you better bring it with that song. And he just chose, again, the wrong song. And it just probably ruined his chances.
Oh, also, I do want to point out that he dedicated it to his dad. And then he sounded like his dad was dead. He's like, my dad isn't here. He's at home watching.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say his dad passed away, too.
He's okay, but
my dad's in the back of my truck tied up right now. So
it's horrible what's going on right now. It's terrible. My dad stubbed his toe.
So he's watching
TV. And it really hurt.
Yeah.
It was a slightly misleading, yeah.
So what did you guys think of this next act, which was the Aquanuts? Aquanuts, these women dancing in heels. They had to pre-record it because obviously they had to dance on a rooftop pool in Manhattan. I just want to point out that Heidi mentions that, wow, I've never seen synchronized swimming. I mean, there's no competition like that. No place where they can showcase a competition like this. Really? And thank you, Howie, for calling her out because the Olympics do exist.
Have you ever heard of the Olympics?
And you can't say it's because you're German and you don't watch Olympics because the Olympics are for everybody.
It's international.
Exactly. Do your homework, Heidi. All right.
Yeah.
Synchronized swimming. I mean, the first time we saw them, we only saw a part of them and they made it through. This time we saw their whole dance. They're dancing in heels. That's a cool little shtick. Synchronized swimming is impressive, but...
It's synchronized swimming. How far can you really go with it?
Yeah,
honestly,
exactly.
It gets to a point where, great, you've mastered synchronized swimming. Now go back to your lifeguard job.
Yeah.
I'm a jerk.
You are a jerk.
Oh, you just found that out.
Yes.
You're a struck boy.
Yeah.
Did you just throw up the struck bay sign
he
right
did,
now?
He did.
I did by taking my shirt, lifting my shirt up.
Good thing I missed that.
You might have felt the error from his shirt. Okay,
either that
go
or
on.
I would have seen the panties high rising on his stomach.
They're in my pocket.
Oh, God. So getting back to Aquanuts, you know, let me say this. I respect anyone that has a skill or a gift or a talent that the average person can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And with synchronized swimming, you know, not only do you have to swim and sustain, obviously, balance and, you know, levitation while being in the pool, but also doing these moves. So I understand it can be the complexity of it, but it's just not super entertaining.
Yeah.
And to have a show on synchronized swimming, I mean, you have to bring it. And these girls, first of all, that apply way too much makeup.
I'm surprised it didn't come off.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they had to plaster it to their faces.
I know, just in case it did.
Water.
but yeah, I mean, I respect them. It's an awesome skill to have, but I don't really see it like captivating America's hearts.
I hear you. I mean, and you did come up with a good point, is what would they do with a big old pool in a theater?
Yeah, exactly.
There's got to be more to it.
They would do the same thing.
So they would just bring the pool in the theater, put it on the stage, and have them do the synchronized swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I would not buy a ticket to that.
Yeah, I agree. Unless it was the Olympics.
Right. Heidi, hear that?
Okay, so the last act of the night. What are you listening to? What is this disturbance? All right. This is the last act of the night. Yes, I understand now why you do this, and this is acceptable this time around.
This is Daniel's new theme song right here.
So the last act of the night was Tone the Chief Rocka, and his dream is to have a one-hit wonder, and he does the B-O-O-T-Y, and... I hate to say it, but it's very entertaining. First round, first audition, I was like, what is this? Second time round, it's embellished with, you know, a caddy in the back and a music video and female dancers. It was good. And I could see it being one hit wonder. I can hear it on LA's Power 106 right now in the morning.
I just got to ask, how bad is it as an artist when you aspire to be a one-hit wonder? And, you know, I understand their little goofy, ridiculous background. But, you know, let me just say this about them. Looking at them, it looked like a mockery of Sir Mix-a-Lot. And they had the ignorance of Ying Yang Twins. But with all of that together, it was brilliantly good. Like,
I don't know if brilliant is the right word, but it was good.
It was stupidly brilliant.
Yes. Okay.
And, you know, kind of like Ying Yang Twins or groups like that that have these really catchy songs, don't really talk about nothing. Mm. To the windows, to the sweat, you know. But, you know, these songs that if you actually listen to the lyrics, you're like, really? What is he saying?
Yeah.
But it's catchy. It's nichey, it's hooky, and, you know, I like the funness of it, but it's songs like that that are detrimental to hip-hop music, all right? To real hip-hop music, I'll say.
Of course, I mean...
As a hip-hop lover, I just have to, you know, defend the Hip Hop Nation on that. I respect the creativity. I respect the fact that they're silly. They're fun. They don't take themselves serious. You know, it's not like they're up there trying to be the next Jay-Z or Kanye or actual true MC. So I give them that.
Okay.
But it's silly and it's a one-hit wonder and they'll achieve what they want out of this.
I think so. I mean, Daniel, did you download it off of iTunes right now?
YouTube.
Oh, okay. Are you going to download it off of iTunes?
Yes.
This man has been waiting for this act.
Daniel already bought the tickets to their first concert.
I know.
Yeah, it's in Starbucks. So
it's a free iTunes card.
Right.
B-O-O-T-Y. It's Daniel. I'm sure you have a lot of good things to say, so we want to hear it.
Well, first off, Kevin, let me paint a picture for you.
Please.
I'm going to tell a story. 1990, a young man named Rob Van Winkle released Ice Ice Baby. That man is still collecting paychecks to this day from that one-hit wonder.
True.
I think Tone the Chief Rocker is awesome. He wants to be a one-hit wonder. That's hilarious. It's comical. He comes out. He does it. He blows it out. He makes this whole entertaining show. It was the most entertaining act that I have seen this entire season. I thought that it was...
Whoa, stop. You're saying that is the most entertaining...
Wow, that's a bold
that's
statement.
A very bold statement.
Right.
That's your choice.
I think that he's doing it right, though.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Daniel.
Thank you.
I mean, don't diss the guy. He's like, if he gets one song that sells a million copies, he has $1 million. I mean, that can support him for life.
True.
Power to him.
If they keep playing it, it's going to be in commercials and TV shows and whatever, and he's good to go with that.
E-W-O-T-Y.
And that's all he wants. Eventually, he'll make others. If he gets picked up, I think he's going to go to top 10. If he gets picked up, maybe he'll do other stuff. Or maybe he'll release an album of 10 remixes of B-O-O-T-Y. But either way, people will buy it. They will be playing this in dance clubs. And it's just fun. Imagine what he can do with more.
I mean, my thing is, first of all, let me say this. I'm not hating on them or dissing them or any of that. I mean, like I said, they aspire to be one-hit wonders. Clearly, I think they'll achieve that, you know, and big ups to them for their creativity. I'm just saying on a level of, you know, I kind of look at them like Psy, who made Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
You know, makes this huge hit. Everyone loves it. But with that, you know, come a lot of naysayers, a lot of people that don't appreciate that. And my thing is this, I don't appreciate Chief, because I compare them to Sir Mix-a-Lot Yin Yang Twins. I bought plenty of albums of Sir Mix-a-Lot Yin Yang Twins. And the thing I just say, all I'm saying is that I don't look at them as a true musical artist. I look at them as a gimmick, and I look at them as a mockery of like rump shanky booty music. They're a mockery of it.
Okay.
I don't see them as a true authentic artist. That's all
I'm
saying.
Because, well, okay. I mean, two opposing opinions, and we'll see.
But what is a true authentic artist? I mean,
a true authentic artist. Go ahead.
Pop songs today are written by like 12, 15 people. For a song that's like, for example, I'll use Justin Bieber's Baby. It was written by 10 people for lyrics as simple as Baby, 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 Oh. So is that an authentic artist? The artist makes all the money and the writers don't make as much as him, but he's not even using his own work.
Well, first of all, Justin Bieber is not the only artist that has people writing for him. You have a lot of legendary artists from Madonna to Michael Jackson to Janet. I mean, you can go down the list.
That's
Whitney Houston.
Point.
That have all had people write for them. So
these guys wrote their own stuff. It's catchy. I mean...
Yeah.
But I can't take a musical artist. That's like a professional basketball player. And he says, my dream is, you know, my goal is just to play in one basketball game.
Well,
like, how can I take you serious as an athlete when you're just saying.
But they don't say that their goal is to play the Hollywood Bowl and perform in front of millions of people. Their goal is just to be a one-hit wonder.
I can't take them serious as an authentic musical artist.
They're not trying to be taken serious as an authentic
exactly
musical artist.
Exactly my point. That was the point I was making.
Right. But
that was the point I was making.
But
they're
that's
not
their
true
talent. As of now, their talent is that they created a one-hit wonder, and now it's working.
And to go with your basketball analogy, yes, most teams out there aren't there just to have one good game. But do you know what team is? The Harlem Globetrotters. They play the same game over and over and over. Over again, and people go and they sell out and they love it. I also am a hip hop fan. I am not saying that Tone the Chief Rocka is a good hip hop musician. I am saying it's entertaining and I love it.
Yeah, that's essentially the same thing that I'm saying. I'm just, all I said was I don't take them serious as I would a Jay-Z, a Kanye, another artist. It's just playful, fun, one-hit wonder music. That was the point I was making all along.
Well, okay, I thought you were criticizing Almond for telling it doesn't taste like a strawberry.
By the way, Steve, I like hearing you chime in. You should do that more often.
By the way, if you guys are wondering, that's the voice of God right there that keeps coming in and saying his point.
Well, you guys, we'll find out what happens to these groups tomorrow. But what are your predictions? Real quick, who do you think is going to make it through? I stuttered there.
Ooh, I love that suspense in the music.
Isn't that awesome?
There.
It's like, it's kind of weird. I keep thinking ghosts and Mario Kart ghosts.
Okay. I see an eye in the middle of like a swirling. Yeah.
So who do you guys think is going through? I'll go first. I think that Forte must go through. I think the BOOTY will go through. I believe, because everything else was very lackluster. This is horrible. Oh, man. I also think Alexander will go through because people liked him even though he flubbed. And maybe Kid the Wiz. That's what I think. That was tough because I only saw two really good acts this episode.
You know, I think that I think Alexander will go through.
Mm-hmm.
I think Forte will go through.
Okay.
And, I honestly think Tone the Chief Rocker will go through.
Yes.
Just because, you know, it's a fun one-hit wonder, mm-hmm. and we love one-hit wonders.
Yes. Is there a fourth one that you want to put in there?
What was that?
Did you?
Fourth one? Mm-hmm. That is right. I would probably go with Kid the Wiz.
Okay. So we have the same ones.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
I just said mine's in a different order.
Copycat.
Again, it's tough. It's basically the two that I think are going to be good, and then the two that are like, well, I guess they got the highest of the low ratings.
Yeah.
We have to put them through. I definitely think it's going to be Forte is definitely going through. I really think Tone the Chief Rocka is going to go through.
I think so. Okay.
And I'm going to say, I think Alexander is going to go through because people will want to see more.
Yeah.
And okay, I'll vote for him if no one else. And I think that Angela or Sienna have a chance.
Huh. Interesting. So you had a tie for the fourth place finish, just like they do in the actual results show.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? Yes. That's where I forgot. Sienna. Yes. I want to take off of my list Kid the Wiz and add Sienna on
there. You do
Thank
that.
Thank you.
All
Daniel.
Right.
I'm going to get back to my drumming.
Well, we'll find out
panties.
Tomorrow, and then next week we will talk about the results, and we will have more after show for America's Got Talent for you. In the meantime, guys, you can follow you boys. Where can we follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter. At Hey Kevin John. You could follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/KevinJohnHost, and YouTube, Kevin John.
That's a lot of Kevin John.
That is.
How about you? Where?
You can follow me live on stage at Doctor Who Live on Facebook.
And you can follow me at KAORIOUS, Kaori is. And you can follow all of us at AfterBuzzTV.com. And in the meantime, guys, keep it real. We'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.